light can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power. Read and rise higher.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Signs, The Secret Language of the Universe, by Laura Lynn Jackson, explores the idea that the universe is constantly communicating with us through meaningful signs, synchronicities, and subtle messages. Drawing on her experiences as a psychic medium, Jackson blends storytelling, spiritual insight, and practical guidance to show how anyone can learn to recognize and interpret these signs in everyday life. The book is filled with moving personal accounts and client stories that illustrate how signs can bring healing, comfort, direction, and a deeper sense of connection with loved ones who have passed on, as well as with a higher source. Rather than asking the reader to accept blind faith, Jackson encourages an open-minded, experiential approach. Notice, test, and trust what resonates. Signs ultimately invites readers to see their lives as part of a larger, loving design and to engage in an ongoing dialogue with the universe. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding the language of signs. A central theme of the book is that the universe communicates with us through a symbolic, nonverbal language made up of signs, synchronicities, and patterns. Laura Lynn Jackson explains that these messages do not appear as random coincidences, but as meaningful alignments tailored to our personal histories, emotions, and needs. She emphasizes that signs can come through numbers, animals, songs, overheard conversations, sudden thoughts, or vivid dreams. The key is not to memorize a fixed symbolic dictionary, but to pay attention to what feels significant and emotionally charged in the moment. Jackson guides readers to slow down, observe, and develop an inner radar for these subtle nudges. By treating signs as a language, she frames life as an ongoing dialogue between our conscious choices and a loving, intelligent force that wants to help us grow, heal, and stay aligned with our highest path. Secondly, continuing bonds with loved ones who have passed. One of the most powerful topics in signs is the idea that our relationships with loved ones do not end at physical death. Jackson shares numerous stories in which departed family members and friends send unmistakable signs to offer comfort, guidance, and reassurance that they are still present. These signs might appear as specific animals showing up at meaningful times, songs connected to shared memories suddenly playing, or objects appearing in unexpected places. Rather than seeing grief as a final separation, the book reframes loss as a transition into a different form of connection. Jackson encourages readers to invite signs from their loved ones, set clear intentions, and remain open to receiving responses in surprising ways. This perspective can ease the pain of bereavement, helping people move from despair and doubt to a gentler, ongoing relationship. The topic highlights how signs can heal the heart by proving that love truly transcends physical boundaries. Thirdly, developing intuition and personal spiritual connection. Another key topic is learning to trust and strengthen your own intuition as a bridge to the universe. Jackson argues that everyone, not just professional psychics or mediums, has intuitive abilities that can be cultivated. She provides practical suggestions for tuning in, such as quieting the mind, journaling about synchronicities, asking specific questions before sleep, and practicing mindful awareness throughout the day. The book stresses that intuition often speaks softly through gut feelings, subtle hunches, or gentle inner knowing rather than dramatic visions. By honoring these impressions instead of dismissing them, readers build confidence in their inner guidance system. Jackson also explores how intuition can protect us from harmful situations, steer us toward opportunities, and deepen our sense of spiritual connection. Ultimately, this topic encourages readers to see themselves as active participants in a co-creative process with the universe, rather than passive recipients of fate or random chance. Fourthly, inviting, recognizing, and interpreting signs. Jackson offers a structured approach to working with signs so that the process feels grounded, not vague or wishful. First, she recommends setting clear, specific intentions. For example, asking a departed loved one to send a particular symbol, or asking the universe for confirmation regarding a decision. Next, she outlines how to enter a receptive state by staying present, relaxed, and curious, rather than anxiously demanding instant proof. The book explains how to recognize when a sign stands out from normal background noise. It tends to be repetitive, perfectly timed, or emotionally striking. Jackson also tackles the challenge of interpretation. Instead of rigidly assigning universal meanings, she teaches readers to consider their own associations, memories, and feelings about what appears. She warns against overanalyzing every small event, encouraging a balance between skepticism and openness. With practice, readers learn to distinguish genuine signs from random occurrences and to weave these messages into their decision-making and personal growth. Lastly, healing, purpose, and living with faith in a connected universe, beyond individual messages, Signs presents a broader spiritual worldview. We live in a deeply interconnected universe where our lives have meaning and purpose. Jackson describes how recognizing signs can transform pain, confusion, and isolation into experiences of support and guidance. Many of the stories she shares involve people navigating illness, loss, major transitions, or existential questions. When they begin to notice signs, they feel less alone and more held by something greater than themselves. The book suggests that this sense of connection encourages us to live more courageously, follow our authentic calling, and act with greater compassion. Seeing life as guided does not mean challenges disappear, but it does change how we move through them. We start to trust that there is growth and hidden grace even in difficulty. This topic anchors the book in practical spirituality. Signs are not just curiosities, they are tools for healing, self-discovery, and living with deeper faith and meaning. In conclusion, Signs, the secret language of the universe, is especially suited for readers who are grieving, feeling spiritually disconnected, or curious about life beyond what can be measured and proved. If you have ever sensed that coincidences might be more than accidents, or longed for reassurance that loved ones are still with you, this book offers structure, stories, and practical tools to validate those intuitions. It can benefit your life by helping you reframe loss, uncertainty, and everyday struggles as part of a larger, compassionate design. Instead of feeling abandoned or adrift, you learn to look for guidance, comfort, and encouragement woven into your daily experience. Compared with other spiritual or self-help books, Signs stands out because it combines heartfelt real-world stories with concrete methods for inviting and interpreting signs without demanding blind belief. You are encouraged to test the ideas yourself and build your own ongoing relationship with the universe, making the guidance personal, experiential, and deeply meaningful. If you would like to support Laura Lynn Jackson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.
1 minute can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power, read and rise higher. Nine Nar Tree, better life.